Welcome to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for dropping in with me. You know, it's funny, as I sat down to record this episode just now, I had a topic in mind. And then I felt called to open my Instagram, and I had a message from a current client of mine who has been a client before. And she was sharing something that came up in our glow up call last week, where she wanted to clear some energy around the idea that she is annoying when she sells. So let's talk about this for a minute, because I think this is something so many can relate to, myself included, and it really stuck out at me as something to share right now. So whatever that initial episode I sat down to share about, it will come back when it's meant to. For now, let's go ahead and drop into the idea that you are not annoying, and that is your fear keeping you from truly stepping in. So let's dive in and let's break this down for a moment. Last week, as I said, we were on a glow up weekly call, which are my Monday group calls. If you're interested in learning more and joining, reach out. I'll send you the information. While we were on this call, we were doing some hot seat coaching, and my client, Grace, shared that something that comes up for her is this fear around selling because of the fact that she thinks she's annoying. And she didn't know where that came from. So we went into some timeline healing. And the beautiful thing is we did this for the whole group. So everyone got to go through this experience, because I'm sure at some point or another, we multiple people may have felt that feeling of being annoying before. And of course, multiple did. So in the experience that we got to go through, my client was able to share that in her childhood, when she would ask to get money to go to the mall from her parents, she felt as though she was annoying them because she had to ask. Such a simple thing that so many of us likely had to do, ask our parents for money at a young age. And then we start to feel bad about it. We feel as though we're annoying. And we don't even realize how that perhaps trickles into our life as we get older. And maybe we become an entrepreneur and have a business, and we have something so wonderful to offer to people, but we're so nervous to ask them for money for it because we might annoy them. I wish I could ask you to raise your hands and let me know how many of you relate to this. When we did this on the call last week, there were quite a few. So I'm sure collectively many of you are raising your hands as well right now. I know I've been there. I know I've had many offers that I didn't sell for years because I was afraid. I know I have many services and things that I gave away simply because I didn't know how to ask for money, or I felt too fearful or too nervous or worried. What would someone think? You know, money is such an interesting topic, and I feel as though it's one that we could go into for lifetimes, quite honestly. The one thing I will say about money is it's an energy. We don't have to make it. It already exists. Energy already exists. We simply get to align with it. We simply get to align with the frequency that we want to exist on. So if we're aligning with a frequency that I'm annoying when I offer things, then we're limiting ourselves. Then we're actively receiving that back to us. Because our thoughts create our reality. Ugh, I must be annoying people. I must be. Well, then I promise you, offers won't sell. But when you stop worrying about that and you realize that in the world of social media, most people aren't seeing things for at least 10 posts. And then it takes them another 10 posts to actually have it kick into their conscious mind. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what she's offering now. But if we come at it from when we're annoying, we never even make it to the point where people have gotten to the space to even see what we're offering. For them to even decide, oh my God, that person's so annoying. Or wow, I'd love to join this. And the truth is, I guarantee the people that find you annoying will one day be knocking on your door asking you for the medicine that they're not ready to drink right now. So be willing to be annoying. From a healthy place. Because the truth is, if you have a message to share, if you have something that's important to get out in the world, it will not be annoying to those that are ready to receive it. It will actually be the medicine that they have been seeking. The offer, the opportunity, whatever it is. It's easy to get lost in the process. It's easy to feel like I'm annoying. It's easy to feel unworthy. Those are easier feelings. Living on a lower vibration is easier. And the truth is, all we have to do is decide that this isn't where I want to live anymore. And I want to live in the place that I know exists, where I am not annoying. I am in my truth. I am being honest. And those that are ready to be in my truth and receive my truth and receive my wisdom and receive my knowledge are going to show up. And those that don't will simply fall away. And I can be in peace with that. I can be in peace knowing that I may irritate some people. I personally don't give a shit if I irritate people because I don't even feel like I'm irritating people. I actually feel like I'm irritating a little demon that lives inside of them. That's like, oh no, don't reveal the truth. Don't reveal the truth. Don't reveal the truth. Then my avatar will know. Then my human will know that it's carrying something that's dishonest and not truthful and is a lower vibration, and then I'll have to leave, and then they're going to do the things where they realize that they're not annoying and they're so powerful. I hope you followed that. I hope you followed that last little bit. Makes sense in my mind. Because that's the thing. We carry around these like lower vibrational, like, don't get it twisted when I say entities, but like entities, we carry around these like lower vibrations, like these little things that like cling on to us, right? And then we can just like pluck them off, like pluck it off, like get out of here. Like, it's like, okay, what am I being shown? Like ticks, right? Like these little blood suckers. And then we can tick them off, pull them off, pull them off, pull them off, flick it off, get it out of here. And I awaken people's ticks, right? A light awakens these little bloodsuckers. And sometimes that will annoy people. That's not for us to figure out. So my point is, if you annoy someone, it's because they likely need to be woken up. And then the other ones that are ready to hear your message are ready to hear it. So don't worry about being an annoyance. It's almost as instead, like, it's being a disruptor. And that's fucking powerful, right? Can we transmute? There it is. There's the message. There's the medicine today. Can we shift this idea from I'm annoying to I'm transmuting, I'm transforming, I am a disruptor. From annoyance to disruptance. That's fucking powerful. That's how you alchemize. That's how you shift the energy and frequency of a word to take on a whole new identity and energy. Because to be in the energy of, I'm annoying, feel that, I'm annoying. It's lower. It's a little bloodsucker energy, right? I'm annoying. I'm a disruptor. Now that is powerful. That feels fucking powerful. I'm a disruptor. And listen, I get it. We're not all here to be disruptors in this life. I for sure am. I for sure am, because I want everyone that I encounter to remember who they are. And however I am meant to disrupt for the highest good, I will share that medicine. I will deliver that wisdom. Go ahead and take a few deep breaths with me. Activating this energy. Being the disruptor. Being the fucking change maker. I already know if you are listening to this, it is because you are the chosen one. You are the one in your family that said, fuck it, let's go, let's do this. I'm the one that's gonna ride it out for my lineage. So first and foremost, I honor you and I see you. I see you, my fellow disruptor. I see you. I fucking see you. And I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. So thank you for riding with me. Thank you for being my sister. Thank you for being my brother. Thank you for being a partner on this motherfucking journey. We are in this. We are doing this. We have got this. So, my disruptors, I leave you with that message. Own your power, share your power. Share your stories, share your offerings, share everything that comes from your heart that is in your truth. And you will never have to worry about being that old emotion, because that old emotion, that old feeling, it no longer exists inside of you. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you are looking for more ways you can tune in with me, maybe you want to join me weekly, send me a DM on Instagram at I am Lauren Courtney to learn more about the Glow Up weekly calls. I will be opening them up again soon. And I have calls beginning this Thursday for the next 7 weeks where we'll be diving deep into some chakra upgrades. You could find all of the information on my website at laurencourtneyheals.com. Thank you again for dropping in with me. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Portals.